October 2017 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken. Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the October 2017 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal highlight. God is guiding you. Each of us has divinity within us. When we see God working through us and with us, may we be encouraged, even grateful for that guidance. When our Father in heaven said, "This is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man," Moses chapter 1, verse 39, he was talking about all of his children, you in particular. The Lord's hand is guiding you. By divine design, he is in the small details of your life as well as the major milestones. As it says in Proverbs, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and he shall direct thy paths." Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. "I testify that he will bless you, sustain you, and bring you peace." Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, By Divine Design, Ensign, November 2017, page 57. Prophetic Promises, Past Words of President Thomas S. Monson, quoted by speakers in October 2017 General Conference. My dear sisters, this is your day. This is your time. Quoted by Sharon Eubank, Turn on Your Light, page 9. As we follow the example of the Savior, ours will be the opportunity to be a light in the lives of others. Quoted by O. Vincent Halleck, The Heart of the Widow, page 59. It is essential for you to have your own testimony in these difficult times, for the testimonies of others will carry you only so far. Quoted by David F. Evans, The Truth of All Things, page 68. Those who live only for themselves eventually shrivel up and figuratively lose their lives, while those who lose themselves in service to others grow and flourish, and in effect save their lives. Quoted by Bonnie L. Oscarson, The Needs Before Us, page 25. Find someone who is having a hard time or is ill or lonely and do something for them. That's all I would ask. Quoted by Gary E. Stevenson, Spiritual Eclipse, page 44. To read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. Who said this? Match the following quotes to the conference speaker. Answers are found on the bottom of page 9. 1. You don't know everything, but you know enough. 2. We cannot control all that happens to us, but we have absolute control over how we respond to the changes in our lives. 3. Hard is good. Hard makes us stronger, humbles us, and gives us a chance to prove ourselves. Hard is the constant. We all have challenges. The variable is our reaction to the hard. 4. Remember that the Savior most often ministered to one person at a time. Where can I turn for peace? Lasting joy is found in focusing on our Savior, Jesus Christ, and living the gospel as demonstrated and taught by Him. The more we learn about, have faith in, and emulate Jesus Christ, the more we come to understand that He is the source of all healing, peace, and eternal progress. I testify that as you center your life on Jesus Christ, you will find joy in your circumstances, whatever they may be. Indeed, He, only one, is the answer. See, Where Can I Turn for Peace? Hymns number 129. make time and take time to come to know Jesus Christ through studying diligently, developing greater faith in Him, and striving to become even more like Him. Gene B. Bingham, Relief Society General President. That Your Joy Might Be Full. Ensign, November 2017, pages 85 and 87. Answers for You. What is the Lord's doctrine on the equality of people? We are all equal before God. His doctrine is clear. In the Book of Mormon we read, all are alike unto God, including black and white, bond and free, male and female. 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 33. Accordingly, all are invited to come to the Lord. Anyone who claims superiority under the Father's plan because of characteristics like race, sex, nationality, language, or economic circumstances is morally wrong and does not understand the Lord's true purpose for all of our Father's children. Quinton L. Cook, The Eternal Everyday. Ensign, November 2017, page 55. End of October 2017 Conference Notebook. Read by Dwayne Case.